Hi, everyone. I'm now here with Eloise Ditchfield.
Hello.
I'm so excited that you're here.
So excited to be here.
So fun. And we're going to be talking about like exercise. You're going to answer all the questions. So do you want to just introduce yourself a little bit?
Yes. Well, I am Eloise.
Yes.
Shah has said, and I love fitness. I love health. I am a primary teacher. So I teach year five. Well, I did last year. And my husband and I help out with youth pastors. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just got a baby on the way.
Yeah.
So due in March, which is crazy.
So soon.
So soon.
Literally so soon.
Yeah. It's wild. So
yeah,
that's a bit about me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just get straight into it. So talking about like, so you're talking to someone like me. Mm-hmm. Who, like, I feel like I have absolutely no clue what I'm doing when it comes to, like, fitness and stuff.
Yes.
So I'm glad you're here. But do you want to just start by just, like, talking about kind of the start of your fitness kind of journey? Like, why do you love it so much? What do you love about it? What do you do?
Yeah, great. Well, I think it goes back to growing up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just give you, like, a really short/long
kind of story.
Yeah. So growing up, my parents have always been super fit. Like we would go on family holidays, we'd wake up, go for runs.
Yeah,
like, ever since I can remember, they've both of them
mm-hmm.
have really modeled it well and like done a range of different things. They haven't been obsessive, but they've just been like really balanced in their approach mm-hmm. to fitness. And growing up, I always played sport, like netball, tennis, gymnastics, like all the things.
Yeah.
And always just, I was that kid who just couldn't sit still. Like I was constantly running around. Mum used to say I was like this monkey, just couldn't, you know, I was always on the monkey bars.
Yeah.
And then I remember hitting high school and, you know, so many changes happen. Mm-hmm. Your hormones come in. Like it's a wild time.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I think one year I just pulled back on the sports. I don't know why, but I just did. And then I remember it was it was holidays and I just feeling so flat and I wasn't doing any exercise.
Mm.
I was like, Mom, I just feel so flat. Like, what's going on? She's like, why don't you just go for a run? It's like, no, I don't feel like going for a run. She's like, you know, when you feel sluggish, you feel a bit like lethargic. I just was like, oh, I don't feel like running. Like I didn't, like it was the last thing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And then she said, just go for a walk. So then I started walking and then the walk turned into a run and I, you know, came back and all of a sudden I felt like just these, I felt the endorphins hit.
Totally.
I was like, whoa, this is what I've been missing.
Yeah.
Because I was so used to, like all my life I've been so active.
Yeah.
And so the best analogy I can think of is if you have a smoothie and it's a fresh smoothie, you make it, it's good to go, it's good to drink. And if you leave it there, it goes kind of gross and
Totally.
And I kind of felt like I'd just been left.
An old smoothie.
Yeah, an old smoothie. Totally. And then when I exercise, and that specifically that time, I feel like I'd just been shaken up, put fresh ice in, like just so refreshing. And I was like, wow, like I think that was really the moment of, I don't need to necessarily sign up to a team to do it, but I can just go out for a run and feel great.
Yeah.
And so I've just always loved any form of exercise.
Yeah.
I never necessarily picked one sport, but and then from there it's history.
Yeah. I feel like that's such a good point because growing up in school, it was like I've never, like I grew up doing gymnastics and stuff quite intensely, and then that got like a lot for like the age I was at, so I stopped that, and then I like had never found again the thing. But it's so true, like you don't have to just be in a team sport or like doing something specific. So good. And you've kind of touched there on like a few like challenges that come up, but what are kind of like other challenges that we can face when we're kind of like starting out, maybe like starting afresh, and what can we do to kind of get through those challenges?
Yes. Well, I think a big one is fear, intimidation, and feeling like, oh, I don't know enough to do it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting because in, I think it was 2016, I did a Cert 3 and 4 in fitness, which I loved.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because a lot of the people who actually studied it, they were pretty new to fitness.
Yeah, right.
Some of them weren't. Some of them had been in it for years and, you know, loved it. But it was interesting because it was actually a great environment because people weren't walking around like they knew it all.
Yeah.
And it was really beautiful of seeing people just go, I don't know much, but I want to learn. And I want to, you know, I want to live an active and healthy lifestyle. So I think it's okay not knowing.
Yeah.
You know, movement is movement. Mm. Like, go for a walk.
Yeah.
Do a short jog. You know, if you're scared to sign up to the gym, start by watching a few YouTube workouts. Mm. Like, there's so many different ways to be healthy and to be fit, and it's not like there's one way is the right way. So I think the sense of like not knowing, it's okay not to know. Like, we've all started somewhere.
Yeah.
We don't need to be a guru. Like, I'm first with my hand up saying I do not know it all at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Even after doing a cert 3 and 4, like,
yeah,
there's so much I don't know, and that's okay. Mm. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely like a big challenge that I feel like so many people face. Yeah. It's like the like fear to sign up to the gym.
Yes.
And then it's like, well, then I can't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, totally. But yeah, do you have any other challenges, or is that like the main?
I think a big one is also, knowing your why. Like, if you don't actually have a conviction and if you don't know why, if you're like, oh, I'm just going to do it because like it's good for me.
Yeah.
I mean, it is really good for you.
Yeah.
But get a strong why. Like, even look into it. I did, C3 College has this amazing course, The Theology of the Body.
Yes.
Pastor Mark Kelsey does it.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because he just goes into like the depths of the why and how we're created and, you know, stewarding our bodies well. And I think getting that why is
so
key.
Important. Here's a random side quest question for you.
Yeah.
One of the things I feel like I think about at least once or twice a week is like the Bible characters like exercising. Like, what do you think like would have happened back
then? I feel like their lifestyles were just so active.
Well, yeah, because they just walked everywhere.
Yeah. And I mean, they're like, even their jobs, they would have been, I mean, look, I don't know exactly what they were doing, but a lot of them would have been like lifting things.
Yeah.
And like, I just think it was so in their lifestyle.
Just so different now.
Yeah. Like, now we're sitting at desks.
Yeah.
Like, we're so sedentary.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting. Imagine Jesus going for a jog with Nike on.
Yeah. I always think about that. I'm like, wow, that is like so funny. But it's so true. Yeah. I just feel like it would have been, they wouldn't have even like needed to think about it.
No.
All the big giant like pails of wine.
Yeah. Seriously.
They'd be heavy.
They'd have good core strength.
Yeah. They would. Yeah. And so back to like feeling intimidated.
Yeah.
If we are feeling intimidated, which I know people are.
Yeah.
Like, I know I get intimidated. Friends do. So many people do. Like, where's the, like, what's the place to start?
Well, I think, I mean, it's identifying where do you feel intimidated? Is it intimidating to go to the gym? Is it intimidating to be seen on a run? Like, figuring out, why do I feel this intimidation?
Yeah.
And then I always just think like when I go to the gym, if you can feel like, oh, people are looking, no one's actually looking.
Yeah.
Like, people are so focused on themselves.
Yeah.
They're not worrying about you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I just think, who cares what people think? But also that's pretty hard to just be like, who cares? Just do it.
Yeah.
But,
Well,
in the words of Nike, just do it. I love Nike's slogan. But I think finding a safe space that works for you. So if you're finding the gym is too overwhelming, just start with being outdoors. Go to like a – there's so many outdoor group classes that are amazing.
Yeah.
That's a safe environment. You know, find a place that works well for you that has like-minded people.
Yeah.
It could be people who are starting out as well. Get a buddy. Like, going with someone is so I actually go to the gym twice a week with my dad.
Oh,
and it's the
cute.
Best. It's like the best bonding time.
Gosh. We had your dad on the podcast.
No way.
The beginning of this year.
On finances.
Yeah.
He's
collecting.
What a guy.
Collecting you guys.
What a
one
guy.
One by one. Honestly, I love your dad.
He's great.
That is so cute.
Yeah, like having someone like being accountable.
Yeah.
But also identifying like why, what is the root of feeling intimidated? Like, you know. Like, is it the thought of, people watching you? Because you can work out at home. There are some great workouts on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can literally buy a set of dumbbells.
Yeah.
You can do an awesome workout.
Yeah.
And then you might get to a point where you're like, oh, I'm like done with this now. I think I'm ready for the next step.
Yeah.
And it's just bit by bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, little bit by little bit.
Yeah. I think that like getting a buddy, one of my friends, we've like promised each other for like the last 3 years of our life that we're going to start our running journey together. We haven't quite got there yet.
Love it.
But maybe next year.
I see it on you, Char.
Yeah. It's so funny. We have like calendar like notifications in our phone that come up every 6 months that are like, okay, it's time to go running again. And we text each other and we're like, oh,
that's hilarious.
Next year.
Next year.
But we'll do it. We'll do it 100%. 2025. It's the year.
It's the year.
Yeah. Although it's so hot.
Yeah,
have
but
to get
like,
up early.
You can just sweat.
Yeah.
Go for a swim.
I have been doing ocean swimming recently. Have you?
That's amazing.
I go down to Freshie.
Wow.
Like the, at the, like in the pool.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
That's amazing.
That's really
fun. Do you
wear
goggles?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it's I really respect fun. You. I want to get into that because even being pregnant, I'm like, I know I should be swimming, but I just don't love it.
It's, I find it so peaceful.
That's so good.
And it's like, it's also that other thing of like people like are watching you, so you can't like stop. Right. After doing like two laps, you know, you've got to keep going.
Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah. And it's like, then you start warming up and it's like, okay, this is fun.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's really fun. You should do it. We so could go good. Together.
Yeah.
Okay. Then kind of speaking on that, like if we think about kind of like consistency and like, how do you actually keep up with the routine? Because I feel like that's another hard thing where you're like, all right, let's do this. Like we're in it. We're going to do Pilates every morning. And then it's like a week later and you're like, I have completely forgotten that that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, totally. Which I think a lot of people find.
Mm.
And especially if your season changes. Like if you have been at uni and then you start full-time work.
Yes.
It's like, oh, this is different.
Yeah.
How am I going to fit this in? But I treat it like a meeting. So I go to, like, for example, when I go to the gym with my dad, in my head, that's just locked in.
Yeah.
Like, I leave work, I don't even think, I just drive to the gym.
Yeah.
Got my gym bag in the car. Like, it's like a meeting.
Yeah.
And I think not setting your goal at an achievable pace. So, if you're like, oh, I'm going to work out 6 days a week, is that realistic?
Yeah.
You know, being like, okay, I'm going to set it for 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Treat it like a meeting. Mm. Again, have your why really big.
Yeah.
I think there's like three drivers of change I like to think of.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of actually help you stay consistent.
Yeah.
So number one is revelation, which is like revelation of the importance of stewarding our bodies.
Yes.
Like you've been given one body.
Yeah.
And it's how you treat it now affects your future.
Yeah.
Affects your now. Mm. How you treat your body affects your emotional health, mental health. It affects so much. Like it can decrease the rate of disease. Anyway, there's so many benefits.
Yeah. Yeah.
With exercise. So getting the revelation of that deep in your core, being like, okay, this is not just something to do. This is like, how am I treating my body?
Yeah.
Which is big. So revelation number two, dedication.
Yeah.
Having like a ruthless determination to actually stick to it.
Yeah.
Being like, I am going to be ruthless on this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just going to go, oh, I'm too tired today.
Yeah.
It's like, no, go for that walk.
Yeah.
Even if it's half an hour, just get that movement in.
Yeah. And that's a good one for start, like we're in January.
Yeah.
So it's a good, let's be dedicated 2025.
Yeah. Let's be dedicated.
I'm feeling motivated.
Love it. And number three is habits.
Yes.
So when you actually integrate the change into your lifestyle, it becomes a habit and make it a habit.
Yeah.
And dreams are great,
but
like habits are powerful.
Yes.
And if you actually like for me, I don't really have to think about my schedule.
It's just there.
I mean, every week's a bit different, especially being pregnant. It's changed so much.
Yes, of course.
But it's not negotiable.
Yeah.
Like I just do it.
Yeah.
And I think if you make it negotiable, you're probably not going to do it.
Yeah.
But getting ruthless.
I love it.
So ruthless.
Yeah. So revelation, dedication, habits.
Yep.
I love that. I think something that I find that almost comes up like every episode that we do is just like how valuable like routine and stability is.
Yeah.
And like, and just like finding those moments because like when your routine does change, like having those few pockets that stay the same is so important. Like
totally.
Like you said, like if you've just finished uni and then all of a sudden you're going full-time work,
like
that's a big change. But then like having those moments that are just like in your routine,
yes,
it's like
you'll make it work.
Yeah,
I remember when I changed, I started full-time teaching and I used to do all these gym classes in the morning, which I couldn't do because they were at like 9 a.m
right.
I can't go that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm missing my favorite gym classes. And I was devastated.
Yeah.
However, I made it work. I found other things to do.
Yeah.
And I used to be a morning workout person. Now I just go in the Arvo because, I don't know,
that's
just where
your time
better
is
for me.
Yeah.
Like you make it work. You fit it into your schedule and you prioritize it.
Yeah.
And also do stuff you love.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I don't really, What do I not love? I don't love swimming.
Yeah, there you go.
Which I'm probably going to start doing this summer. But
yeah,
I don't love it. So I'm not going to force myself to do it. Yeah. Although I did, I was before getting pregnant, I was training for a triathlon.
Really?
Yeah, I bought swimmers and everything. And I was like, I was going to do, you know, I was going to lead up to a half Ironman, which sounds a bit hectic. But
that is.
I was going to build up to it. And then I felt pregnant and I was kind of like, oh, I probably was at my peak fitness before getting pregnant.
Mm.
And it was weird because it really changed. I was kind of like, okay, I have to pull back now.
Yeah.
Because you modify things when you are pregnant. You just have to.
You have to.
Otherwise you get injured. And, but I love that. Like I'm loving the season now.
Yeah.
And I think I'm not thinking, oh my gosh, I was so fit then, this is terrible now. I'm like, no, I was so fit then, great.
Yeah.
And now it's modified. And I love, you know, I'm doing the, what do you call it, stationary bike at the gym. Workouts and some upper body. Like it's, you know, it's very different, but it's beautiful because it's a season and it's not, I can always come back to triathlon training. Also partly glad.
Yeah. It's a bit, that's big.
It was a bit, I was a bit ambitious.
It's just one of those things like that and like a marathon. I'm like, I just know that that's like just not for me.
Yeah, and that's okay. And honestly, that's I don't think marathon's for me either.
I'm just like.
I've done a few halves and they were great. But more than that.
It's so impressive though.
It's just huge. I'm like, I don't think my body can handle
it. Like when people do the marathons, like on, like what's the record at the moment? It's like under 2 hours or something, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They literally sprint.
They sprint that far for that long.
It's hectic.
Like, it absolutely baffles me. Absolutely baffles me. A good thing to then talk about now is kind of like not getting like obsessed with if it's like results or like, you know, like body image and stuff like that. I'd love if you could share a bit about that.
Yeah, that is huge.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like if you're going into exercise thinking I just want to be shredded, it's not really long lasting.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe for you, maybe for people it is, but for me it's never been that's never been the main thing. I think there's so many benefits to exercise, and if you're like, I just want to have a six pack, good on ya, but like that can be a bit of a slippery slope.
Yeah, right.
Because our bodies fluctuate, you know, and you know, what's healthy for your body? You know, every body type is so different. Some body types naturally just have six packs, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think, if that's the goal, for me personally, I think when I was maybe 18, I was like, oh, I could get a six pack. And I got really excited and I was like, no, this isn't the goal. Like, I'm not going to make that the thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to stick to loving exercise.
Yeah.
If you happen to look great, awesome. But of course you're going to look great because exercise, you glow.
You glow. It's true.
You know, you drink lots of water, you're going to look radiant.
Yeah.
So I think, not getting caught up. And I also think like if you're getting obsessive over what you eat, it can just be a slippery slope.
Yeah,
that,
totally.
You want to love your body, you know.
Yeah.
You want to treat it well.
Yeah.
And not go to the gym because you ate a brownie. Like, that's so silly.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. It's just, like stewarding.
Yeah.
Like healthy habits.
Yeah.
Of course. And I think like in terms of, like getting like obsessed, like do you have any like good tips of like how to not just focus on if it's like numbers and stuff, like
I mean, I guess going into it, like, again, the why.
Yeah,
you know, why are you doing it? Are you doing it to look really hot? Or are you doing it because you want to steward your body well?
Yeah,
and
totally.
Because it's amazing for your body, it's amazing for your mental health. The benefits of exercise are enormous. If it becomes this obsessive thing, I mean, it's just I personally don't have scales. I don't know why I just don't have scales. But it's interesting because through pregnancy, it's actually important to weigh yourself. Right. And with the midwife, you know, it's like just checking in, how's the baby growing?
Yeah.
And that hasn't scared me. Like, yeah, I've definitely put on weight, but that's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm meant to.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at the different seasons you're in life, you know, if you're going on a trip, you're probably going to travel over to Europe, you're probably going to eat way more than usual, and that's good.
Yeah,
don't not have the pasta because
totally
you're scared of putting on a bit of weight. Like,
yeah,
it's give and take. And I think not getting obsessed over calories and how much you weigh, like, is all about focus. If you focus on it, you're going to probably get obsessed over it.
Yes.
But not making it your focus.
Yeah,
making exercise because it's enjoyable and it's good for you and it's part of your life. And, you know, if you're a parent, model it to your kids. Like, I look at my parents, I'm like, they are hugely the reason that I'm, that I love fitness, because I've seen them do it. I've seen them love it.
Yeah.
It's never been like, oh, I have to go to the gym now.
Yeah.
It's like, I get to go to the gym. Yeah. I get to go for a walk. I get to go for a run.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think what you focus on will get bigger.
Yeah.
So just focus on the right things.
Mm.
And if you're getting caught up in it, go see a professional. Get help, you know. If body image or, you know, diet culture is something that's been a big thing for you, reach out. You know, don't go through it alone.
Totally. I think
there's so many support people in life. Absolutely. And you don't need to do it alone.
Yes, that's so great. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you and Jessie are going to be those parents for your incoming child. It's gonna be so cute.
I'll be working out with the baby.
Yeah. I remember when, like, just after you guys got married, Jessie would be like, I want like a soccer team full of children.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like,
he's so funny.
Yeah.
He's like, I want 5 kids. I think he's saying that because I've said 3. So he's like, if he says 5, we'll agree on 4. Yeah. We'll see how we go. We'll have 1.
Totally. See what happens.
Yeah. I feel like at least 3, but
yeah, totally.
Yeah. We'll just have 1 first.
Yeah. It's cool that you want, because you just have 1 sister.
Yes.
And I just have 1 sister. So I've always been like, I just love the 2.
Yeah. Right.
But you guys want more.
Well, yeah, I want it like, I want at least 3.
Yeah.
Because I think.
I do like the 3.
Yeah. I mean, my parents would have had more, but they were a bit older.
Yeah, like, that same as my parents, like, you know? Yeah.
So, crazy. Love a good tribe. And,
yeah.
I don't know about 5. Well, 5 maybe 5 is great.
It could be fun. I know a few families that have that many kids, and they just
some great families.
And they're just, they're great families.
They just rock it.
Yeah.
It's not chaotic.
No,
maybe
it
is.
Maybe, it probably is. I can't,
imagine.
Insane. So then getting like practical.
Yes.
Because, you know, like we're in Sydney and, you know, you look at like reformer Pilates these days and it's like, feels like you have to like cut off an arm to be able to afford it.
Yeah.
Like what are some good, like affordable kind of ways to exercise? If, I mean, you know, you've touched on just like get outdoors, but like what are some practical ideas that you have?
Yes. Well, if you're looking at the different types of exercise.
Yeah.
You've really got cardio, you've got strength, flexibility, balance. Anyway, they're just briefly.
Yeah.
So if you go, okay, well, I can go for a walk or a run or a swim. That's my cardio. That's, you know, endurance.
Yeah.
And then if you're thinking, okay, how can I get some strength in without, you know, paying $1 million?
Yeah.
You can go to Kmart and buy a set of dumbbells, like 4 kilos, 5 kilos, 6 kilos. Or 3 kilos, whatever whatever your heart desires.
Yeah.
And you can do some amazing workouts with just a set of dumbbells.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you look on YouTube or follow, you can sign up to different plans.
Yeah.
There's so much you can do. And I think COVID actually showed us that.
Yes.
Like it showed me that because you couldn't go to the gym.
Mm.
And I remember getting like a bag of rice and just doing squats and then overhead press. And you can really, there's so much.
Yeah.
And I think on YouTube, finding the right people on YouTube. There are some that are like, you know, a bit intense and a bit full on, but there are some amazing workouts to follow that don't cost anything.
Yeah. We're so lucky these days, aren't we?
We are.
So lucky.
So I feel like our generation is just like super into it.
Yeah. It's good. Mm. It's a good time. It's a good time to be alive.
It is.
A young adult living in Sydney. And it's, it's like we have so many gorgeous beaches and parks and stuff, so it's amazing. Nice. I feel like getting outside is just like another benefit.
Totally.
Like it's just added.
It's amazing. Double, especially in triple. Summer. Winter it gets a bit tricky because it gets dark.
My dad every twice a week for as long as I can remember. He's part of this like random little like workout group that go down to a beach. And it's like, I've never seen these people in real life, but I like know their backstories. But like, and just like, yeah, they just, they like run around. There's like a shallow pool where they go and they like do like running laps of like the shallow pool.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's just like so cute. But I'm like, yeah, it's like, and he like loves, they all get a coffee after.
I love it. See, it's like, community.
Yeah, it's like really cute.
Yeah.
Which leads well into kind of one of our last questions, which is kind of, yeah, just like, obviously we've talked a lot about kind of the benefits, but yeah, like if we think like mental, physical, social, what are some of those like really good factors that come as a result?
Yes. Oh, there are so many.
Yeah.
I even wrote out a list. I'm getting like all statistical here.
I love it. I love
statistical.
It.
Statistical. But there are so many, benefits. Mm-hmm. Like it's unbelievable. And the actual scientific research behind it.
Yeah.
That if you improve your physical fitness, here are some of the benefits.
Please.
It helps with decreasing depression, anxiety, helps with ADHD, helps with sleep, relieves stress, improves memory, improves overall mood. And also reduce risk of illnesses. So heart, lung disease, obesity, cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, stroke, Parkinson's, diabetes, helps you lose weight, which is healthy, have a good self-esteem.
Mm.
The endorphins and serotonin really do improve your mood.
Yeah.
And it helps people recover from significant mental health issues.
Yeah.
Improves sleep patterns. It pumps blood to the brain, which helps you think more clearly.
Yeah.
There's something in the brain called your hippocampus,
which
we love that word, hippocampus. That's so fun. And it's a part of your brain structure that controls and looks after the role of memory and learning, and it helps that.
Yeah.
So it just, the benefits are huge.
Yeah, that's massive.
And
yeah,
it's actually scientifically, you know, researched.
Yeah.
And it's not just do it because it's great for you. It's genuinely great for you.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, no matter your background, whether you've grown up playing heaps of sports or you've grown up doing nothing, everyone can do it. You know.
Yeah.
No one's eliminated.
No.
You know, you don't need to be the most athletic person out there.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Yeah.
And I think, that just once you start and you start to feel the benefits.
Yeah.
Ah, it's just up. So it's
good.
Just great.
So good.
Yeah.
It's like written all over you. Like, I love it. I just love, I love that it's like, it's, you're not just like preaching at us, but it's like actually like you live it, which is so good.
Thank you. Yeah. I genuinely love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. And so then for our final question, what's like the one thing that you want people to remember if they've only just started listening?
Mm-hmm.
What's your
Welcome.
Thing? Yeah. Welcome back. Yeah.
I would say, just do it.
Yeah.
I love Nike.
Yeah.
You're stronger than you think. That's actually something I say to myself every workout. I'm like, you're stronger than you think.
Yeah.
No, but I would say find what works for you.
Yeah.
Get your why.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're totally new to it, start small.
Yeah.
Don't overwhelm yourself.
Yeah.
Find what you love. If you don't love anything, just do it.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll love it. That's what I'm hoping with swimming.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do it. No, and then I'm going to love it.
I find it so fun.
Yeah.
And I'm not like, I don't love anything else really as
That's
much.
Amazing.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Elle.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Everyone, is your Instagram, do you post on the Elle? It's Elle Moves now, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually don't.
No, not
don't
anymore.
Really use it anymore.
One day.
One day.
One day.
I feel, I remember thinking, because I went into teaching full time. I was like, oh, maybe when I'm a mom, I'll like pick the fitness groups.
Yeah.
I used to run fitness groups.
Oh my gosh, I forgot that that's what you did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was great.
Oh my gosh, that would be such,
down like at Renville Beach.
Mums and Bubs fitness group.
Yeah, I'm actually like,
there would be such an audience for that.
There's so many. Mums and Bubs around now.
Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh,
loved. We've collected another Cooper / you're now Ditchfield, but another one of them. We'll have to get to the others.
Yeah, you can talk about music.
Music.
Holidays.
Just
that's mum's passion.
I'll just get your mum on because she's amazing. Oh. But thank you so much for tuning in, guys. It's another episode of SYD Life, and we'll see you next time. Bye. This podcast is produced by C3 SYD Church. We exist to know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. For information, head to c3syd.church, and for more content, go to @sydlife.podcast. Help us reach more people in Sydney by sharing this episode with a friend. See you next time.